You can't win, dude. No.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly what you mean.
Ball buddies called me the cuddler for a while there.
Oh, shit. You shouldn't have told me that. You shouldn't have told me that.
He just wanted to cuddle.
You shouldn't have told me that. Fuck. I don't want to start introducing you again as the cuddler.
I want you to put your hands together. It goes to the neighborhood. And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause. It goes to the neighborhood.
Yep. Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 83. Look at that. We did two back to back.
How crazy is that?
Now, it took me a week to edit a 2-hour podcast, but yeah, that's my afternoons. Anyway, what's going on?
Not a lot, man.
Not a lot's changed.
My granddaughter turned 4 years old, had a birthday party for her since we've been together. That was really cool.
That's crazy, dude. That's insane.
I know.
It's like the time. Let me fix this. So this is that better.
I'm sure you can close your eyes and easily remember her mom being four.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've always told, I remember me and you driving to that church in Kannapolis with Brooklyn in the car seat.
Yes.
It's crazy. That's insane. And now she's got a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
God, we're old, man.
I don't like it.
No, I don't. But then you know what? It makes me sad, even sadder when I'm doing my job. You know, I've talked about the insurance thing, and I deal with Medicare, and it's mostly older people,
right?
And it's like, okay, you're aging in at 65. Now, some people can get it earlier if you're on disability and all that stuff. So I have talked to like people my age or younger, actually, but most of the time, it's, you know, I'll say the average 72 to 75, probably average age I talk to. And it's like, that's only 20 years from now.
I don't like thinking that.
And I'll be on the phone with somebody.
How fast the last 20 went?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, it's crazy. I don't know, man. It's all relative. It does get faster, I'm telling you. But yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, I meant to mention this in the beginning of the podcast, which I always forget. Again, in case you didn't see last week's yet, we want to do a live. Now, we're always going to do live streams, but we want to do a live call-in show.
Yes.
So we're going to figure this out, how to do it, what it's going to be about, or just let people decide what it's going to be about. We'll have to set up some things different here. I need a computer over there somehow over here, but we'll figure that out.
We will.
Because I know how to do everything. It's just I need the computer right here to run that operation, to take in live calls. We're talking about easy, like everybody can get on their phone and almost FaceTime us and be on air.
That would be awesome.
I think it'd be fun as shit. So, we're going to figure that out soon, because it's going to be super fun. We mentioned this last week, and we just put this out. So by the time this goes out, it should be a few days. But we mentioned last week, we talked about some true crime. How about some true YouTube drama this week?
Yeah.
This is something that we're a little behind on, about a week or so, I'd say, behind, maybe a little longer. But, you know, it has to do with, we mentioned it last week, but it has to do with fantasy news. And, you know, we deal with all that pop culture stuff occasionally, or we used to anyway, with Game of Thrones and fantasy. And I've written the fantasy book, and it revolves around books. And if you hadn't heard about it already, and again, that's kind of one of those rabbit holes I fall into occasionally is YouTube drama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's just like a guilty pleasure, I guess. And you go down a lot of rabbit holes too.
Yes.
But this was a guy I knew, or not know personally, but kind of knew in the community, a fantasy YouTuber named Daniel Green. We mentioned this last week, again, just a few minutes, but he is a pretty damn big fantasy YouTuber, where he's a booktuber, as they call him. So he started off by reviewing books and just, you know, going over, just reviewing books and stuff, and eventually became an author himself, like most people do. And like, he's like close friends with Brandon Sanderson, who wrote the Wheel of Time series. You know, he knows, he's had him on his channel many times, and
wow,
that kind of thing. And now I think Daniel's written, I think it's 5 books of his own. I'm not sure if it's all the same series, but I knew when I was doing my book that he had started his own, like the first 2.
Okay.
So anyway, that's how I know of him, because I just ran across it when I watched other BookTube channels. ran across his stuff, and I'll watch channels like Nerd the Rings about Tolkien and all that stuff, and he did some reviews on some of those books, and I'd check it. I didn't watch him a lot, but I did see, and I knew of him, and he was a pretty big at that point. So I wrote this book in 2021, Crimson Gods, by the way, if you like dark fantasy, little the hardcover too, little self-promotion there. But I sent him that book.
Yes.
And I cannot find this video now, but James has seen it. It does exist.
I have seen this video.
That I'm about to mention. I mentioned this last week, but just to recap really quick, I sent him this book, like I sent a lot of people this book. I sent this book to a lot of people in our Game of Thrones community. I sent one to Val, to Tony Teflon, to History of Westeros, to Alt-Shift-X, to everybody I could think of that got back to me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people did not, I would always send them a message on whether it was Twitter or Instagram or YouTube, you know, email and whatever, if I had it. Hey, let me send you this book. Give me an address, and I'm going to send you a book. Because I had, remember I got that big stack
in. I do, yeah.
All those pre-orders we did, and then I sent them to them too. And it wasn't, like I said, you won't.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I just remember, I think you got some sticker shock when you tried to ship one abroad or something.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wasn't that shipping ridiculous for one of them?
I sent one to Alt-Shift-X in Australia.
Australia, yes.
Now, Alt-Shift-X, I did not get to meet him. You went to the second con, and I had to miss that one. And I think he showed up there and met everybody, because nobody's seen his face except for some of our YouTube friends.
Yeah.
Because he does his anonymous, no face. Anyway, but he's a huge YouTuber. I've always enjoyed his work, and he's got really detailed. Everybody loves the editing of his videos. They've always been really good. He's got featured years and years ago, and I think it was MTV News, and he blew up. Like, he was one of the first million subscriber.
Wow.
Like, when we started, he was already a million.
Wow.
So he was already huge. But, he knows his shit, really good YouTuber, knows his stories. He discusses other stuff like Dune as well, but he got known for Ice and Fire and Game of Thrones. I sent one to him, and, shout out to Alt-Shift-X. He's one of the people that responded and said thank you. And because I didn't know if half these people got them.
Right.
Nobody said, I got a couple of thanks after I reached out and said, hey, did you get the book?
Yeah, make sure.
That's all. But he did, and then he actually asked me he sent me a message and said, hey, do you mind if I promote it? I'm like, of course, promote it. What do you mean? But he used his link and for Audible and all that stuff, which is fine. I appreciate anything. But anyway, so, yeah, it cost me $140 to send it to Australia.
That's crazy.
This was UPS. Dude. This is at the UPS store. I went in there with a box, a huge, huge box is. And one to Australia, it cost me as many as 6 or 7 books cost. So,
and I mean, it makes sense. That's a long ass way to go for somebody to carry something.
It is. I mean, you're paying for an airplane and several airplanes. Yeah, and all that. So I get it, but that's ridiculous.
It is.
It's for a book.
For one book.
Like the book called, I sent them all hardcovers, which cost me, I can't even remember now what it cost me. It probably cost me 10 or 12 or 15 bucks for if I order it directly from the publisher. And then, you have to charge like $24 to make even a dollar on the book, which is ridiculous too for a book. But anyway, the point is it's basically like sending 10 books to one person, the price. But anyway, so he was one of the few to actually respond, hey, thank you, appreciate it. But I will say, just to get it off my chest, nobody except for like Val has responded ever and said, hey, I enjoyed it or I hated it or anything. So I don't know what these people think of, if they ever read it. Robert from In Deep Geek said something on his Instagram about it. Nobody's ever let me know any feedback. And it's
the reason that sucks is because you feel like as an author, if somebody doesn't respond,
correct,
they don't like it.
Right. Exactly.
And that sucks.
And I don't know if they've even read it.
Right. You don't have a clue.
And again, I get it.
The way your mind works, you're going to go, oh, man,
that sucks. And believe me, I get it. I understand because, like, Teflon sent, I got his book, and I started it, but I haven't finished it. It's, and so that's one of those things where I've had it for a while. But I was already reading those other three books, the first Law trilogy I told you I was reading. So I started the first couple of chapters, I hadn't got any further, but I will finish that. But, I've already promoted it and all that stuff. So it was one of those things where, yes, it, did they read it?
Yeah.
Did they like it? And just like, eh. Or, you know,
did they do what this guy did?
Exactly. So anyway, all that to say, sorry, that was a little side tangent. I sent this book, and he does these unboxing videos. And it is kind of funny. The titles were, Please, Dear God, Don't Be a Bomb. So he labels it that acronym, whatever that is. And that became like a series where he opened packages where people were sending him books. Now, a lot of them are their own books. People are sending him, you know, maybe he'll review them. That's what your hope is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are known books that he just hadn't read before. People said, you got to check out this, whatever. So I watched a couple of those, and I was like, I wonder if he ever opened my book. So I went and looked a couple months later,
and
I found it.
Yeah.
So him and at that time, I don't know who the girl was, but they did a video. And there's one of those videos still on his channel where he opened. We thought that was the one we talked about the other night. We looked at the video 10 times. And it was like, dude, this is the video. So apparently he had recorded another one with her very shortly before that. And then he's privated it.
For some reason.
For whatever reason. Yeah. Now, I left a comment on that video. And then he followed me on Twitter. So it makes me wonder if he privated it because of things like that. Because the basic rundown is, he opens the book, and they open the hardcover, because I sent like this one, and then I had the little tassel with the bookmark.
Yep.
Remember, I had those made, and I sent, I signed them all, put a little note in there, and then put that little bookmark in there. And he opens the package, because I'm like seeing the yellow envelopes, right? Because I just went and bought my own envelopes.
Yeah.
And had sticker. I was had Camden or me would write out the addresses, and I see it. Oh, okay, he's gonna open it. Cool. He opens it up. And he's like, the Crimson Gods. I can picture this exactly. And then he goes, and I'm going to reenact this, okay? So he opens it up, and he says something like, the Crimson Gods, right? And then he goes, thank you for the book that I don't know anything about. And then he just throws it. I'm not going to throw it, but he throws it.
I remember.
Apparently it's their thing to, like, spank them.
Yeah.
That's what they say, which is whatever. If you want, they're goofy and probably drunk, and I get that. He did say in another video, like, he really does read all the letters and stuff off camera, but they're half drunk on these videos. But it was just like, are you supposed to know about it?
No.
Because, I mean, obviously I'm a new author. I'm not known. I'm known for Game of Thrones commentary.
Mm-hmm.
A few, you know, the hardcore people knew I was writing a book for a couple years. And then I sent it to this big booktuber. And of course, again, they don't owe me anything. Again, I'm not saying that, but of course you hope they review it.
Mm-hmm.
You hope that somebody goes, hey, man, I found this pretty damn good new book by this another YouTuber, by the way. And, maybe, but so you certainly hope for that. I'm not going to lie about it, but it was just, I felt disrespected.
Yeah.
Well, and that left a bad taste in my mouth.
If you're a book person, if that's your thing.
Yeah.
Then it would drive me crazy. It would have to bother them, the thought of a book being thrown and landing with the pages.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. It was doing it. Now, granted, they do that to all the books, but that's the only one where he said, thanks for the book that I don't know anything about, and like just tossed it.
Yeah.
So I left a comment on that video, and I don't remember exactly what I wrote. It wasn't a smart-ass comment. I wanted to put a smart-ass comment. Mm-hmm. But I did say something like, I hope you enjoy The Crimson Gods.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my channel and my name and all that stuff, whatever. And then, like I said, he followed me on Twitter. Well, that video is now gone. I don't know if he just privated or deleted it. I have no idea. But it's not there because we looked at that time period. And there's only one other video identical to it. Like, they're the same setup, the same girl that he...
Same.
Exactly.
That's why we watched it 10 times. We thought we were missing it.
Thought I missed it. So apparently they had one before that, and he'd private it. So
reason we watched this is because we wanted to put a clip of that.
I wanted
happening.
To put a clip in this podcast.
Yeah,
correct. What is my computer's updating or something back there? I guess my work computer. So anyway, all that again, just that was a huge setup and probably unnecessary. But the point is I don't like the dude. I mean, I don't know him. It's not personal, but. My first impression is I don't like the dude.
Anybody would say the same if it was their
and
book.
The other side of that is, as the more I've watched some of his other videos after that, he became more and more political, and it just became one of those kind of, I don't know what you want to call it. It wasn't about, he became an author, and that's fine, and that's just, he can promote all this stuff, but it became a political channel, and it was really odd. So I don't watch his shit anymore and don't care. But the point being with this whole thing is now he's got into some drama.
Yes.
Some major drama. So he went apparently 3 years ago, was during this time period when I had wrote the book and everything.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
And a girl named Naomi King, who is another pretty big YouTuber, and she's, I think, mostly a songwriter. But she has, I'm not sure, I think she wrote a book or something, because I remember in one of these little videos we were going to talk about, he had posted something or told her something like, you do love scenes very well or something. So maybe she has written something. I don't know. I think she has, but I think she's mostly just a songwriter. Anyway, so this girl who they were friends apparently, and it went beyond friends out in Vegas. And then apparently what she did was a couple weeks ago now, she put out this video saying, Daniel Green sent me a cease and desist.
Okay.
And it started this big firestorm. Like, what does this mean? And in that video, which I believe was like an hour long or something like that, she recants this whole story of them going to Vegas, meeting up in the room. They stay in the same room. She is high off edibles and he is not. And he shows up later because his flight was later and she was already there.
And again, this is according to her.
Yes. This is the first video. And then he came in that night, he took a shower, blah, blah, and then encouraged her to do sexual things.
Yes.
And she said, she didn't say no, but she basically said it was SA.
Yes, she did.
She straight up said it was SA. And she was, encouraged, but she, you know, whatever. So that was the intent of the video, was to say this was him. Now, it turns out a year earlier, she had made a generalized video about consent and SA and things like that. And that's when he sent a cease and desist, because he assumed it was about him, and even though she never named him. But if you go back and watch the video, it can only be him, because there were certain things said that didn't identify him directly, but he knew identified him.
Right.
Which, you know, later on was proven. So that's why.
And there's
why,
a lot of internet sleuths who love to figure things out like that. When it's you not leave hard. Something vague
it's
like
not
that.
Really hard with their like friends on Twitter.
True.
You know, and,
yeah,
things,
it wouldn't
and
be
people
hard.
Can see, you know, they can figure it out. But anyway, so they sent, he sent a cease and desist apparently back then after that video came out.
In her hour long thing, she basically says,
yeah.
That she wanted to go out there and get a tattoo, and he was going to pay for it all. And
well, she called herself a sugar baby.
Yeah,
and she's like, I know it's going to sound weird to people, but he wanted to lather me with money as a friend. Remember that part, because she did call herself a sugar baby.
She did call herself that. I was just I was thinking that might have been in the other video.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. She really emphasizes how many milligrams of edibles she was eating and how many he had. Like, she's like,
yes.
That's odd to me that, and he was only taking
10.
10. And she has no idea what he did before he walked in that door late at night.
Right.
Again, those are just some things that stood out to me as you'll hear as the story gets kind of laid out.
Right. So that started a shitstorm. I mean, basically, you have this girl coming out saying that Daniel Green, this big fantasy YouTuber, essayed me. And
cheated on his fiance.
Cheated on his fiance, who was, before that, his girlfriend. Now, at that point, his fiance, Kayla is her name. And she came out in this other video, too. That's why I'm just mentioning her name, because she's already put herself out there as well. But everybody, dude. Every BookTuber that I've never even heard of half the people, because I don't know the whole BookTube community, but I've seen BookTuber channels, because I always would look for this one. I was always looking, hey, will somebody see that one?
We've been part of a community.
So
we know how that is.
So they all came out and did a video. Oh, my God. They were tearing him down. I can't believe it. I looked up to him. He's the one who got me into writing, and I wrote a book because he was such an inspiration, and now I can't have anything to do with him. Unfollowed, unsubscribed. I hope he goes to jail. All the reactionary knee-jerk stuff, right? He's quiet for a few days. His channel, nobody's saying a word, you know, and so therefore it just kind of propagated throughout the internet that this is the truth.
That's right.
This is what happened. He's a cheater. He's and all that stuff, and he did this horrible thing to this girl. And she went into graphic detail, by the way, we won't go into here. But yeah, so she also made it a big deal to not to get graphic, but like you said, she's a huge tattoo freak.
Mm-hmm.
And she's half Filipina, so is what she said. So she has a special dude who does her tattoos traditional style in Vegas. And this one is sacred. And
yeah, that's right.
Butak is what it's called, I believe. Not buttock, but like your butt. That's what I thought she meant at first. I think she said buttock.
And he thought it meant bukkake. No.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I did think of. I did think that.
Sorry.
No, but I guess in Tagalog, I don't know, it's buttock or butak. I'm not sure, but I don't want to get that wrong. But whatever, it's a sacred tattoo. So part of the details of that was he expressed himself on that, which
on
is
that. On
not
the tattoo.
On the tattoo. Correct. And that apparently happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time was that night. He gets in later. She's already high, been high all day, laying by the pool, eating those edibles, 40 milligrams each time. Like, you should make sure he lets you know that. And by the time he got there, he ate one half of the 20, so he was only on 10, but it only takes an hour to kick in.
Yeah.
And then she ate the other half, so now she was at 50. Like, she made sure you knew these numbers. In other words, she was half out of it, and he wasn't.
Exactly.
That was her point. And then these things happened, and then the next day they went on and hung out and whatever, and they talked about it by the pool, right? And they talked about it, and he was up all night feeling bad about it and crying and blah, blah, blah. And then they promised it would never happen again. And they went on about their day and shopping, hanging out. And then they got back to the room, and he recanted again and did it again.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the gist of the first video. And she sent the internet into a frenzy, and everybody immediately believed every word of it. And as usual.
He didn't help himself because the first video he releases sounds like, you know, a statement from his lawyer. It lasts
100% as a statement from his lawyer. If I'm looking at the camera that he did release 2 days later, I believe, maybe two or three, he released a short 1 minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell that, like, if I'm looking at that camera, he was looking up here at a script.
Right.
It was definitely a prepared lawyer statement. He never even looked in the camera.
Yeah.
So he did read that, and it says, we'll be taking legal action, blah, 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 more to come. That was it, 1 minute. And didn't mention any details, just her name. This is all a lie. I have proof, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, nobody believed into that shit either. His comments are horrible. Well, when she had released that video, when I first watched it, and I don't even know how it came across this. I really don't. I think it just popped up in my feed. And she had these little screenshots, but they were all redacted except for little snippets.
That's right.
Yep. So I was automatically going, I want to see the whole context of that.
Because
this conversation is just, it's like a little snippet that says, I fucked up. But there's like a paragraph this big where it's all redacted, like literally redacted.
Hate that.
That's not, that gives me context on your conversation.
Yeah.
So a lot of
if you're using that for receipts,
correct?
That's
it's supposed
weak.
To be receipts, exactly. And the receipts, it was no proof. There was no proof in those receipts. It was just like, okay, we know they talked. That's about it.
Yeah,
that was the proof. Well, all that went to a shitstorm. Everybody, disgraced Daniel Green. They, he was all disgraced and canceled and all that shit. Unfollowed by Brandon Sanderson, the big yuppie author, and all these things. You know, the book publisher of his book posted on Twitter,
ooh,
like, listen, we've heard the allegations. Unfortunately, as of now, we can't do anything until there's more information, but we disavow everything about Daniel Green, right? I mean, this is book publisher. This is his income. Mm-hmm. This is his living, his YouTube and all this stuff. All that, as usual. Because this is the culture we live in, and that's kind of the point of this. It's not this point of this podcast is not really about this. It's about the reactionary knee-jerk culture.
Guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, some people did notice that, I don't really see proof other than you're saying it. You did redact a lot of stuff. What's in those text messages? So she, being her brilliant self, decides to release another video and actually shows them all. And everybody's going, wait a minute. The second video was a shorter one, I believe. And now, by the way, her channel's gone now.
Yeah.
Now, the videos are all still up there. I'm not going to play them on this podcast. They're out there. If you search Naomi King, people have re-uploaded these videos several times. So all three videos are now four, I think, total, are up somewhere. Her channel, I've been on YouTube for 12 years, 9 years, 10 years.
Yeah,
I don't know, whatever the shit is. I don't know how to make my channel private and not show it. You know, I can't go click a thing and say, don't show publicly that I know of. I don't know, unless there's some new feature. So either her channel has been privated in some way or deleted.
That's wild.
Like as of now. Now, her Instagram is also privated now. It wasn't before. She was doing little stories on there about it. And so that's privated. And then he has since responded, but she releases the second video showing all those receipts.
Yeah.
And you see the full context of the text messages, and she comes out basically backtracking. Mm. And I never said I didn't fault him off. I said he pressured me into things that I didn't want.
Mm-mm,
but when you read the text messages, she literally says in one, after we talked by the pool, I asked you what your favorite part of the trip was, and it was the stuff we can't talk about. So I wanted to do more. But every time I want to do something or become show any kind of lust, as she put it, then you don't like that anymore. So she clearly said in the messages she wanted to do more after all this happened twice or once or at least once. And then there was a conversation, again, not to get into graphic details, about lube. She said specifically that she had a condition that she can't have intercourse without lube. There was a conversation, like literally on her plane ride in, he was supposed to stop by CVS and get her a coffee. And I'm thinking, why are you going to CVS?
Mm-hmm.
Was there already a plan to go to CVS? Now, later she did come out and admit she did want to think about going to a place and get some lube. That came out later. And in the third or fourth video, the point is the second video is she redacted everything. Like, I never accused him of anything. I didn't mean it for come off like that. I'm so sorry.
Bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. And basically she was apologizing to the people who have been survivors of SA. She literally sent videos apologizing to not only Daniel, but his fiance, Kayla.
Was the second video the one, was that where she was reenacting things?
Yes. Or was that the third? Yeah, the second one. Yeah, no, the second one. Yes, because she reenacted it, because she redacted but then reenacted. Everything in all these videos is like speaking out of both sides of your mouth.
Right.
She literally, it was like, and people were disturbed by just that.
Yeah.
She reenacted what supposedly he did, like, you know, showing the faces, like in the bed, by the way. She got so in wild. The bed and took her clothes off under the covers to reenact how she was laying and everything. Now, I wanted to add, too, you've spent the night with people that you're not dating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure at some point when being young, you stay at all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever slept naked in a bed with somebody you didn't intend to?
No, hell no.
I'm just curious.
No.
Me neither. But she does.
Right.
Completely normal.
Yeah.
So she even said that in the video. Look, I was in the bed. I sleep completely naked. I always have, blah, blah, blah. And then when he got there, I put on this long. She got up and showed the camera this long, basically a hoodie. But it's like a really long hoodie, like one of those, what do you call them, the snuggle whatevers, and went to the door, and then she got back in the bed, and she said, she specifically said, do you want me to leave this on? It's totally fine, because they were sharing a bed with they're just friends. They're sharing a bed in the same hotel. He's like, no, you do you. So she took it back off, got in the bed, butt-ass naked. He took a shower, and then all this happened, supposedly. Now, she backtracked a little bit, saying, I never said that type of stuff, but then reenacted it and still while saying at the same time, I did not accuse him of anything, but here's what he did. And he pressured me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about consent, right? So either you consent or you didn't. So there's this big gray area. All right. So then he released a video with Kayla, his fiance, and showed all these other receipts. And she also defended him too. Now, admittedly, he had an affair. It was consensual. That's what he said in his prepared statement too.
Yep.
But he confirmed all this with actual receipts, the full context and their conversations. And you can see where she pulled these little things from. And he admitted he screwed up, but not to that. It was like about cheating in general. Yep. And he said specifically, and Kayla said specifically, that's something they had been working on for 3 years and gotten through and all that kind of stuff and whatever. And anyway, so it just proved it was all bullshit. And then all of a sudden, all those videos from all those other quote-unquote booktubers were gone.
Yeah, the people who turned their back on him.
Exactly. So, then she had released the apology video was third. So he comes out with a video, and again, they're all online. I'll try to link some somewhere in the description here and on YouTube and everything. And I'll put it, maybe I can put a description for the other platforms as well. But you want to watch it for the full. We're just giving you the summary here, obviously, is they're long, but a lot of it is repetitive. Hers are so repetitive. She says the same thing in circles. I'm not saying he did this, and this, but he pressured me into these things I did not want.
He was straight. I was messed up.
Yes. All it's just a big, he just, mm-hmm. So it's really only 20 minutes, but it's like repeated. So then the third video was coming out, and it was a short one, and apologizing to everybody. Like, this is not what I intended. I never said I said no. I never said I fought him off or anything like that. I never said we didn't hang out afterwards. And I what I hate though is I didn't have a trigger warnings, for SA survivors. And that's the biggest thing is I made y'all's trauma come back and whatever. Yeah. And that was her big apology video. And then that got taken down too. And then I'm not sure if he released another one. Yeah, he released the other one. It says showing her malicious intent. And somebody that texted her directly, and you can see he showed the receipts. We just looked at that one. It's a short little 3-minute video. All this is still up on his channel, by the way, his videos. And it shows where she was texting somebody. Somebody was texting her saying, look, you've accused this dude of this. And this is what happened. His fans turned on him, publishers, sponsors. He had a lot of sponsors, YouTube. And then it's not really true, but that's the way it came across and blah, blah, And she basically said, oops. That was literally the text, oops. And it was a little emoji of an upside down crying turtle. And she's like, oops, what do you mean, oops? And she said, we'll see what happens. That was the response.
Mm.
So he released that, and now her video and her channel, all the videos are gone. They were coming down one at a time as more heat came in.
Because
I read the comments. There was not a single positive comment for her after that.
And let's be honest, if she's on YouTube, has a platform, has a following, those were getting a lot of traction. You would not take them down if you
right.
didn't
well,
feel painted into a corner.
Exactly. Now, the other thing was, is people are starting to say, okay, well, why? Okay, I went and looked at her channel. And again, we can't answer this. This is only in her head. It's just a guess. But this is what a lot of people are saying. Not necessarily me, but I agree. I see what they're saying. You look at all her other videos, her music videos and all that. I watched some of these just to see what she was about.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say I love the music, but whatever, to each his own. They were getting like 500 views. She's got 130 or 40,000 subscribers, and her videos get about 500 views.
Wow.
To put that in context, the cease and desist first video was, it was like a couple hundred thousand last time I saw. So it's a huge jump for her.
Yeah, really.
And it's 3 years later.
Yeah.
Which is always a big question. And when you say that, though, about people, they'll always be this response about, well, trauma, you know, they people react in different ways. I get all that. Mm-hmm. But it's still a valid question to ask.
I think so, too.
I don't understand why. Because she, now, I will say this, too. She said that she went to the cops in Vegas after this happened. But then they never proved it. The cops never said anything. Nobody's, I haven't seen any evidence that she did. And then you still hung out with him for two more days. And then you still talked to him after.
And it sounds
it's very odd.
In the video that he put out with his fiance, it sounded like she was harassing his fiance about it. Like,
yeah.
To me,
she had sent her a personal video and
act
said,
like it's, I'm apologizing to you woman to woman.
Correct.
But really, you're just putting salt in the wound.
Exactly. And that's what she was showing her, too. Like, she tried to explain that to Kayla, and then Kayla said, had reached out and asked, like, what happened? I want to hear it for your side of the story. And then when she found out the truth, she told her to leave her alone.
Leave me alone, yeah.
And she said, I respected that and left her alone. But she sent apology videos to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they kept all that. And now we get to see all that.
Thank goodness.
And the other thing I've noticed, too, was that her crying throughout these videos. And, by the way, she had a full-blown, supposedly, panic attack in the first video or one of the, I can't remember which one now. Why would you leave she's not saying it, she's sobbing and she can't say a word, but you leave the whole thing in the video to eat up 20 minutes at least. What the only reason to leave that in is for emotional manipulation of your audience.
100%.
Period. Because you could just cut it out and say, I had a panic attack, sorry. You know, put a little, because mm-hmm. she put titles and everything else, like to clarify a couple things.
Yeah.
You left the whole panic attack in there. The first thing in her bio says actor.
Ooh.
And people compared those videos with the crying, and it looked very similar.
Wow.
No tears. Wow. Very, you know, very few. So, you know, again, that's all speculation on actual, all that stuff. But the bottom line is they had a thing. They had a past. She admits that now, and she apologized to everybody. Then, I mean, again, that very last video she put out before she deleted her channel or whatever's happened is she kind of backtracked again and said, now, wait a minute. I didn't say he never. When I said I apologize, that was to all the victims of assault and the survivors and those type of things. He still pressured me into things I didn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we've already read the receipts. So she tried to come back again, and he did her little video saying, we've heard that he showed the malicious intent. So that was the last of it. Her shit's gone now. His is all still there. For the full story, if you like the drama and want to see exactly everything, because we kind of just glossed over all the stuff, but all the details, text messages, go watch those videos. I'll try to find the links to some. They're not on her channel anymore, but they're up. They're everywhere. A lot of people re-uploaded them.
And you know, here's my thing. I worry that women, and again, I'm saying I worry that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
That women who have regrets of a sexual encounter can somehow turn those emotions, I don't know, into something more than it was,
yeah,
other than something you regretted.
Right.
And then that can, see, it's weird because I have a daughter and I have a son. On the one hand,
mm-hmm,
it's a nightmare to think that something could happen to my daughter, but it's also a nightmare to think that my son could be,
that's right,
you know, falsely accused of and something that's because kinda, somebody regretted
that's
sleeping
exactly
with him.
And that's kind of the point of this whole podcast. It's not about these two necessarily. That's just, it's just highlighting this kind of culture we're in where there's no more innocent till proven guilty. These knee-jerk reactions of he had to do it because she's got to be telling the truth because why would she lie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did. And it's happened over and over and over to athletes, especially.
Yes.
We've seen this a million times.
The Duke lacrosse was a bad
Kobe
example.
Bryant.
Kobe, yeah.
Duke lacrosse was the biggest, probably, example. Over and over and over, we've seen. Now, I'm not saying it. Obviously, it happens.
Yes, it does.
But we're saying in these big cases, you've seen it's always believe her, believe her, believe her, and then it comes out, and then they admit it's bullshit, and now the dude is already ruined for life because there's not going to be people that see those retractions. It's like we talked about with news, right? They'll put out a bullshit story with a bullshit headline, and yes, you read the headline, and it paints the wrong picture about something, but it's political. And then they'll put out a retraction 3 weeks later, and it's a little article this big in the back, and nobody ever sees that.
Mm-mm.
It's the same thing. So there's people that's already moved on, and he's demonized forever, and they'll never even look at his stuff again or read his books. They'll burn them or whatever in protest or whatever and never know that she lied.
I have a personal story. In this was, I think, in the winter of
1987. Damn. We got on December 17th.
I was very young.
1987. Shit. I remember Predator came out then. That's all I remember about 1987. I was like
14. Yeah. And do you remember the girls in school who were like, we called them hoods around here. I don't know what y'all call them. They smoked and
listen to metal,
black shirts and tight jeans, listen to
Metallica.
Yeah, they were just they seemed wild. They always had older boyfriends, and
were the dudes that drove the Novas.
Exactly, that's what I pictured in my head. Actually, I swear, Nova.
We're on the same page.
Well, one night a friend of mine was over, and I won't name any names. And he said that there was this girl who was like one of the hood chicks that I went to school with, who was gonna, he's like, she'll come over here and do both of us.
Oh, I think I've heard this story.
Oh, you have, because
I've definitely heard
this
story.
We were living together.
Yeah.
So, he called her from my phone and she said, you think you can get me a pack of cigarettes? And we were like, yeah. She's like, if you can get me a pack of cigarettes, I'll come over. And so we went and got money from my mom and walked to the store and got her a pack of Marlboro Reds. Came
Reds.
Back.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And dude, she came over. She was a year younger than us. And we both had sex with this girl, okay? She was the experienced one.
Right.
This was only my second ever sexual encounter in my life, and I was like, duh, you know. Yeah. I was nervous as hell.
Damn.
But,
had a damn threesome.
Take turns.
I got you.
Not even in the same room.
Oh, gotcha.
One would wait downstairs, and then,
you
know. And so
Strawberry was the neighborhood. Oh,
so, you know, we leave. Obviously that's a big deal for two buddies who are about 14, 15 years old. And, no, it was 14. Cause when I turned 15, she and I had another encounter alone. Okay.
Uh-huh.
On my birthday. Uh-huh. It was her birthday present
to me.
Happy
birthday to you.
Yes. All right. We go on our separate ways in life. I'm living with you.
Yeah, this was 6 years ago.
It could have been 2017, 2018, something like that. And I get a Facebook message from this girl.
Yeah.
And it said, I don't know if you remember me, but you and blank took advantage of me when I was a young girl.
Right.
And I just want you to know that I have turned my life over to Christianity. I'm born again, and I just want you to know that I forgive you.
Right.
And I, honest to God, this girl walked me through it. Yeah. If it wasn't for her willingness, I could not have performed.
Right.
She coached me.
Right.
And then came back on my 15th birthday and took me to another place I'd never been.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
And then I'm in my late 40s, and she's forgiving me for taking advantage of her.
That's scary, man.
And
that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, what if I was famous? Or what, you know, I was a kid, you know what I mean? I wouldn't get in any trouble for it because I was a kid too. But, dude, just a couple years later in life, and then she has these regrets and she misremembers it now all of a sudden as, because I have vivid memories of it.
Yeah,
there
of
was
course.
No ta- exactly, because I was the dude who was, you know, getting his fantasies, you know, come true.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that's how easy, though. Like, that's what scares me is because I was flabbergasted. I let you read the thing. I remember.
Yeah,
I went back to her and I said, of course I remember you. I'm really sorry that you remember it that way, but I don't remember it that way.
Right, right.
You know, I don't think I need to be forgiven for anything.
Yeah, what did I do?
Buying
yeah.
cigarettes underage.
Right.
That's weird.
That's what I mean. So it brings up this modern culture of consent and all this stuff, because you hear this all the time. We never heard that word as a kid. You know, I don't know how people define pressure, right? But I mean, when you're a young kid, when you're trying to get laid, let's be honest, yeah. I mean, you're young, dumb, and full of, you know what they say.
Right.
Are you not as pressuring it almost every time?
That's
to some degree.
You and I talked about that when we watched it. It's like we always thought that was part of it. Is
right
part of the core the game was convincing them.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Now
oh, come
some,
on.
Now, hey,
oh,
now
come
look,
on.
To be know, fair, some people didn't need convincing.
Of course not.
And
No.
Sometimes
I
was convinced. Had to be convinced.
Absolutely.
But it both ways. But yeah, that's kind of like you said. Like, what does that mean?
Like, the girl has to be strong enough and say no. And that's how I raised my daughter. I said, these guys are slick.
That's
they're
right.
going to say the best thing you've ever heard in your
life.
Exactly.
They're going to feel your sweet nothings
sweet
and all this shit.
Yes.
But that's what I mean. Who defines that? It's really a crazy.
It's
you're walking a blade, an edge of a blade.
But we always knew no.
Absolutely.
That's the thing.
And I get it. You know, somebody's going to say,
that's
you can't always say no. I completely understand that. Sure. I get that. You're talking about situations where you're at parties, people are impaired on both sides. I mean,
yes.
That shit. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, like you said, with Landon, your son now, I mean, it's almost like these days, do you have to have it like a statement on camera?
Pretty much.
It's
yeah,
because that, it's, it, I would be scared to death if I had a son your Landon's
yes.
age.
And I'm telling you, even I feel like the way society has gotten is even a statement on camera, they could somehow.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were emotionally traumatized.
That's right. And that,
they weren't
in
the right mind when they made
right,
that.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's what I wanted to mention real quick. And again, I think there is a. I'm not saying there's not legitimate issues with mental illness is what I wanted to bring up really quick, because this girl, Naomi King, is a self-proclaimed, self-proclaimed mental illnesses. She mentioned manic depressive.
Okay.
That was one of them.
Bipolar
and ADHD.
Yep.
And it's like.
Oh, and PTSD. Is that?
PTSD. That's what I meant. Yes, correct. So this is something that has completely changed since we were young.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, when you look in their bio, I don't understand this. I mentioned this on this podcast before about another girl. I won't say names. I just knew this girl, a friend of other people in my family. But it's like, why do you have those things in your bio? Are you proud of it? I mean, again, we all have problems, but I don't list that I have like panic disorder in my bio.
Right.
I do. But I don't list that though. It's not the first thing you know about me, right? When my bio says like YouTuber, author, podcaster, nerd, or whatever I put. I don't put, you know, panic disorder.
Right.
I don't put agoraphobia or whatever. I've never really had that, but I could have with that. It's just weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an Olympic sport. And again, Godspeed, anybody who has mental problems, get those taken care of if you can. But it's like a weird thing to be like, I understand you know, if you have an issue, like when I had like panic attacks and anxiety, right, you want to know other people are going through that and you feel better about it because other people are experiencing what you feel. Because when you tell somebody, hey, I have panic attacks, they don't know what that means. They think they know what that means.
Because
I've heard all this stuff like, it's just in your head. I mean, how many times have I heard that in my life? But people who have had it, they understand it. They know it's not just in your head. So I get that aspect of it. But in this modern day social media thing, it's like, who can have the most?
Yeah, it is a competition.
It's a competition.
And
it's very odd.
A desire to be a part of a group.
Mm-hmm. That's oppressed
but
somehow.
Not a large group. You want to try to be a part of a small group. And that's why they get other things to add to it.
Yes.
So they'll have, I saw this big rash of people saying they've diagnosed themselves with adult ADHD.
Yes. Whatever that means.
Exactly. But I'm trying to think of why would somebody need to tell on a bio that I have panic attacks or PTSD or whatever. Is that so that, I'm trying to be logical here.
Yeah.
Is that so that people who she encounters know that they can't be jumpy around her? Don't make any quick moves around me or raise your voice or, right. You know.
Well, look, I mean, you're right, though. That's exactly right. And it's not that, obviously, because here's my thing about, I don't want to be insensitive and say this the wrong way, but when we grew up, PTSD was not post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. It was shell shock.
That's
for
right.
People yeah. who got shot at in mm-hmm. war and very horrific
heard
things.
Lots of explosions.
Those type of saw their them. Buddies blown to shit. I mean, I've heard these personal stories from my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you get it from an accident at work.
Yeah. Well.
Or, I've heard this one. When I was younger, a dude grabbed my butt.
Dude. Yeah.
Now again,
listen,
I'm not trying to be insensitive to anything, no. but I just don't believe that that's all of a sudden like this pandemic, this epidemic, I'm sorry, this like skyrocketed in the 2000s or 2010s or whatever they are, because I don't get it. I don't get like, what do you have it from? Now, if you are a legitimate survivor of a horrible thing, yes, I understand that's not just war related.
Kids who were beat horribly. They can be traumatized by that.
Or a woman who was R'd.
Yeah. Yes. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about stuff like that.
That's the thing. All we're saying is this isn't for them. The things we're saying right now isn't for the people who really... It's for the fakers and the hangers-on.
That's right.
And I want to be like that. And here's the problem with that is all they got to say is, yes, I do have. I mean, there's nothing we can do. We can just say, you have a good idea when you live as long as we do. You know what I mean?
Yes. That
people these days, they need that. There's some weird thing that's happened.
Yeah, it's almost like
social media has brought it out.
Okay, here's a good comparison or illusion, so to speak. And that's ALL, illusion, not illusion. In our day, it was the devil made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the heavy metal, mm-hmm. rock music. The devil got in me, and that's what made me do this. And now these days, the religion
point.
Is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's the mental illness made me do it.
That's a great fucking point.
That's exactly it, kind of mm-hmm. what it's just turned into.
Yeah. And we had the people going to court and trying to get, off based on an, insanity plea.
We're literally saying this happened. Like, metal music made this dude kill somebody.
100%.
Because it's the devil's music. We heard that this went to court.
Congressional hearings and stuff on it. And
absolutely. And now it's not that anymore because they realize, obviously, that's all a preposterous. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Preposterous, I was trying to say. But now it's like, well, I have, I don't know, some of these letters, ADHD or whatever, mm-hmm. we'll call it that, and it's a thing now, and we guess what? Here's a medication for it.
Yeah.
So look, but look where the money goes. I just don't buy all these lettered mental things these days.
No, and you can't.
And I think it's a slap in the face of people who have legitimate issues.
I do too. And here's the thing.
And that's all we're saying.
Everybody, every video you watch, there's people that take the time to say trigger warning.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, when we were younger, if we told an older person that things triggered us, say a video,
imagine.
I'm afraid to watch that video because it might trigger me. Yeah. That older person would say to you, treat every video like it will trigger you.
Right.
Like treat every snake like it's poisonous.
Exactly.
And then move on with your life.
Choose the bear.
That's what they would say.
This is where this stuff comes from, though. And choose the bear.
How everybody says grape instead of the other word, pew-pew
yeah.
instead of that,
yeah.
unalive instead of the other.
Yes, we can't
these
say.
These things. And I see, I'm sitting here doing it. You know,
yeah.
I'm wanting to
well,
say those words.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm saying R because, you know, I'm not saying it
yeah.
because I'm saying it because the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because it's going to, it records everything we're saying and it you know, translates that over. And so you got to say S-A-E-D. And again, you want to be sensitive because there are people who went through horrible things like that. But at the same time, there's a lot of bullshit out there. And you got to, the point is, you can't just straight up believe anybody, period. It doesn't matter if you don't like. The reason I said that about Daniel Green is I don't know the dude personally. I think mm-hmm. he's a piece of shit, probably.
Right.
He cheated on his
and
damn.
And he's a faker, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of
now,
the shit I've heard coming out of his mouth, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Saying that
he's
for
a political.
Clout.
He's turned into a political hack.
Yeah.
It's not about fantasy books anymore, stories. It's about political ideologies. But the point is he still got falsely accused.
He did.
And that's bullshit because just automatically believe her. Why? Because if he said that, be real. Just be real. Think logically. Just breathe for a second. Whoever is watching this just going crazy. If it was reversed and he made a video that said, Naomi King is trying to silence me because of something that she pressured me into 3 years ago.
Yeah, I was screwed up. She was straight.
Yeah.
She took advantage of me.
You wouldn't believe a word of it.
Nope.
There would not be a bunch of canceling Naomi videos coming out from all these people that would say, I don't know about that. We'll wait and hear what she has to say. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's apply the same energy and logic to the other way around.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying. Because again, it does, and this is part of the kind of the consequences, the fuck around and find out of what she's done, and now she's getting all the hate from people who went through this for real.
Yeah,
and that's what it does.
Because I'll say, you know, it turned out that what she met him in the lobby,
yeah,
scantily
the whole
clad,
thing, with, and then she had to say, "Well, I don't really remember that, but it's yeah, I guess I would have had to, because he didn't have a key." So like her story was, she got out of the bed, put on that thing, went through the door, let him in, got back in the bed, asked him specifically. Do you want me to leave this on? He said, don't worry about it. Be comfortable. Went and took a shower, got in the bed, all this happened. He says, she came down into the lobby and met me there and walked me back up and then all that stuff. And he kind of set the record straight. And then she was like, yeah, I honestly don't remember that. But, you know, I think about it. Yeah, I guess I would have had to.
Mm-hmm.
So you were so fucked up that you either don't remember that or... And that's sort of her excuse is, well, I was high still.
Yeah.
Because I was eating like every hour, a 40 every hour, you know, whatever that means. But anyway.
I don't know, man.
It's just, it's insane to, because we talk about this all the time off the podcast for not just this, this is obviously a single situation. For anything that comes up, whether it's political or a crime or whatever, wait till the evidence comes back. When you have somebody gets killed in the street, there's a toxicology report that's going to come back at some point. Let's see that first.
That's right.
Before we just blame it on whatever we think it is that the news told us it was.
Yeah.
And this is the knee-jerk stuff we're talking about in this like current society. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's not. It's okay to be like, hey, oh, damn, that sounds horrible. I hope you're okay. I'm not saying don't have empathy for somebody or just automatically think they're lying. That's not what I'm saying mm-hmm. at all. Somebody's going to say that, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying wait for the other side, if there is another side.
Yep.
You know, if he comes out and says, you know what, she's right. You know, I feel horrible about it. I didn't think it was a big deal at the time, but I was wrong. I'm done. I'm going to shut down my channel, or, you know, anything for my channel now is going to go to whatever. Fine. Okay. It's over. Good. You know, he's exposed. He's done. He gets put in jail. Whatever. But that's not the case. But it's always, every time this happens now, it seems like every time, it's that you wait till once the other side comes out, then all of a sudden, oh, well, shit. And it's like we hadn't learned yet to not just jump to conclusions and just believe one person because of this or this or this or who she is or what she looks like.
Female tears are a powerful thing.
Yeah, sure.
They really are. If a girl cries, you know, the world comes to a screeching halt. And I hate to say this, mm-hmm. I'm just stating facts. Pretty girl tears.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Are freaking absolutely the worst.
Yeah, you want to talk about privilege? You
know, yeah. Deny that. I'm telling you, there is a pretty girl privilege. I mean, hell, in the 70s, the Eagles, you know, wrote songs about it. We just know it.
Yeah, and the Eagles wrote it. They did.
Dude, and I'm telling you, it's a scary time. How many times when we were younger, because this is just the truth, young guys, they're horny as hell. They just are, like 24/7. And I know that part of the 24, you're asleep, they're horny then too. Young men
that's right
are horny all the time.
And I'm sure women too, but it's just the male, you know, that's just the way we're hardwired.
It is.
It's
just there's a certain age when the hormones just overtake your life.
That's right.
And so when a pack of them get together, they always compare notes,
mm-hmm.
and it's always like, hey, man, did you score? No, yep. I struck out.
Yep.
I mean, you know how many times I've struck out in my life? And what does that imply? To my buddy, when I say I struck out, my buddy assumes that I pulled every trick out of my book, out of my bag,
right.
and it didn't work on the chick.
Right.
She still said no, right? So we came up trying as hard as anybody can to get laid, but still stopped
when
they said no. That's how we came up.
That's part exactly what I was
saying. And I believe boys still have that in them.
Absolutely, they do. And that's part of the game because you have to get past the no. You mm-hmm. have to sell it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point.
There's some no's that are different. There's some, I don't feel like it tonight. No, oh, come on, honey. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know that's, yeah,
you're
sure.
You're trying so hard.
But that's what I mean.
To put them in the mood.
Exactly. That's what you're saying. I mean, that's the old romantic stuff that's supposed to do that,
yeah.
right? That's kind of what you're saying.
It's part
of the game is to get over the no, to get mm-hmm. the yes, to make the sale. Mm-hmm. And so who's defining like pressure now? And what does that mean? And I get like if somebody's intoxicated or high or whatever, and that's what she tried to claim, there's no evidence of that either because he had also taken something. So I get that part and I get that could be an issue. But yes,
on and put your arm around them in a movie theater,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay. And
to,
the girl
to touch.
Would put your arm back.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But you worry that today they would stand up and go, "What part of yes? I said I'd come to the movies with you.
Means
made you
that,
think you could put your hands on me and all this
yes.
stuff? And that's scary, dude.
It's,
didn't they
it's
go
really
make a
odd.
Post about it on
yep.
social media?
I was scarred tonight because I can't believe this person just.
We're supposed to be friends.
We're supposed to be friends. Went to a movie and I didn't mean it to be any more than that. And he put his arm around me and it was just disgusting.
He thought because he bought me popcorn he could
right.
rope me.
Right.
And that's the part that's hard to get by. And if we're all being honest here,
mm-hmm.
we know that the girl, it just means she's not into the dude. Cause if she thought the guy was hot, he could put his arm around
right,
her.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
sure.
It's just the way it is, man.
Right. That's just the game.
So that's why dudes try to buy the best clothes and the best colognes and get fresh
the coolest
haircut.
Cars and
yes.
all that stuff. All this kind of a stereotypical almost meme stuff is
true.
That's what it was based around, to win in the game. You get the yes.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that just goes back to like today, and this, everything's so hypersensitive about, you know, what is pressure mean? Who defines that? Who, and I guess that's each individual person, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, as long as not somebody's not, like I said, intoxicated, you know, whatever, yes, out of their mind or whatever, that they're still their decision. But if you regret something, I mean, you can't just start, like, that's what I'm saying about the, like, the motive of that type of thing with her in particular is like, why now, 3 years later? Where's the police report, number one? Why would you hang out with the dude, not leave? But she did admit, well, at least I got paid for it, because that was in the text messages too, because he had promised to shower her on a friendcation, right, or whatever, yes, they called it, something weird. And she said that in a couple of different texts, at least I was compensated.
Mm-hmm.
So you were a prostitute. That's what you...
Yes, she was saying.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Now, she can call it sugar baby all she wants, mm-hmm, but that's what that means. So anyway, it wasn't even really about them. That was just kind of the backdrop to this whole cultural thing right now. And it was, we had a Me Too movement and Believe Her and all this thing. And again, I take everything seriously, accusations, absolutely.
100%.
But wait, there's always another side of the story. And maybe she is not, she's 100% correct. Or he, for that matter, because it goes both ways. But let's be real. Like you said, if it was a situation reversed, nobody'd be saying a word.
Yeah.
Not a word.
And what can happen there, especially to a young guy, that, imagine if you're a great kid, great student, never been in trouble with the law. The problem with this is, that is such a heavy accusation. If you get found guilty, it doesn't matter if you've never been in trouble. You're going to prison for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get probation for that. Okay? Now, then you come out, you're going to have to register as a sex offender the rest of your life. And what if after you go through all that, she recants it,
or which just
then
happened.
It's proven later that it didn't happen. You still experienced all that, and the public, you know, outrage towards you, and people seeing your picture or your name on these registries, and it's just,
that's right.
It's strong, and I don't want to seem like I'm not sympathetic. You know,
yeah, that's always why it's hard. It's hard to talk about these type of topics because you don't want to come across as insensitive. We're not insensitive to it. There's people that really go through horrible things. We all know somebody in our life that's been affected by something like that. It's absolutely horrible. But at the same time, you can't just go by somebody's word because you think you know them or you're a fan of them on YouTube, especially in that situation, because you don't really know how they are off camera,
mm-mm,
if they're the same person. So, you know, there's people that probably checked out and started typing as soon as we said anything against, like, you know, how about waiting for the other side of the story or whatever, just
there
because,
are people
like,
who doesn't believe,
why?
Don't believe you should wait.
Yeah, why? But because believe me, if I've always said this, I've said it before. If somebody is found guilty of the R word, I'm for castration.
Right.
100%. Like, the actual, I don't mean like, you know, regret or whatever, and then he's like, I'm talking about actual, you know, physical abuse and all that stuff. Cut him.
I agree.
Cut him.
I totally 100% agree.
Not a problem for me.
That may be, honestly, that may be where my blind spot comes in. If in fact I do have a blind spot here, is when I think of that word.
Yeah,
I do think of some
big,
strong dude.
That's true. That is
scaring
true.
The shit, or physically beaten, or physically overpowering somebody.
Wait, now, I was gonna say, because I do understand that. Yes, there can be situations where it's not a physical overpowering thing. Obviously, that's what we consider. We kind of picture.
I do picture that when I hear that.
We do understand that can be just intimidation, or maybe they're threatening their job. Maybe it's a boss man type of situation. We understand all that. Mm-hmm. Same thing to me.
Yeah.
If that is coerced in any way, non-consensual in the clear definition of where, again, that's what we're kind of blurry on in this situation. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? And with pressure. But yes, obviously all that can be, it don't have to be like a physical thing where somebody's holding somebody down.
But if it's the normal guy and girl going through the motions and that dance that they do, just like every animal, you know, there's a dance you do to try to convince the opposite sex to to give in and let you.
You got either big colorful feathers,
yes,
or you bring them sticks.
Yeah,
you remember that
yes.
stick? Hey, Becky, want to smash? I got big stick, want to smash? It's some bird species. Oh, people know what we're talking about. It's like shit. A meme.
Yes,
there's a bird. I guess a lot of those. They bring them sticks. And the bigger the stick, they try to impress them.
And those fish that make the cool designs on the sand.
They do these dances, and there's actual dances. It's crazy.
And that's what we do, too. And
it is.
Sometimes the dance works, and sometimes it don't. And sometimes it worked for your buddy.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you find yourself with this chick, and you're like, well, it worked for him, so I know it's going to. And she says no to you, and you walk off with your tail between your legs, and it sucks. But you're going to try, and I don't want people to get in trouble for trying or stop trying altogether.
Right. That's the point. That's the point is the whole entire the way we're hardwired, especially when you're young, like you mentioned, in the hormone stages, the whole name of the game is getting the yes. So what does that mean from the girl's
perspective? I'd love to have a girl on here.
Oh, absolutely. That would be cool. Please let us know in the comments what that means to you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, is it pressure?
If you're being honest.
Because if, let's say, two young kids go out, and when we say young kids, we're talking about, we could be talking about 30-year-olds. I mean, we're old. We're not talking about like 15. Well, could be, but whatever. Two young kids go out, they're not drunk. They're just going out on a date. They go to the movies. You know the classic story, going down by the river in the back seat, whatever. Okay. If he's like, what do you say we go back to my place? And she's like, I don't know. But then he's like, but think about this, whatever. But, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, well, okay, you only live once. Okay, was that, now she says yes,
mm-hmm.
and they do the deed and all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that pressure?
Exactly.
Because she came to the conclusion.
That's a fair question.
She came to the conclusion, yeah, it's okay. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all we're saying. So what does that mean?
Was that pressure?
Yeah.
Because he didn't give up easy.
Exactly.
He kept trying.
Right. That's what pickup lines were designed for.
Right.
I mean, they're stupid, but they're funny sometimes. But, you know, there's a whole meme culture around that.
And in the dating world, especially when you're young, you don't know when the next time you're going to have a girl sitting in your passenger seat that can try to convince. So you're going to try hard to convince them. And I don't mean physically. I don't mean threatening or anything. I just mean, try to be suave.
As they call it, drip.
Yeah.
As they call it these days.
And try that. And
I mean, we have these terms. Mm-hmm. So now, but when you're talking about this kind of consent and then pressure and those type of words, those buzzwords, I mean, what does that mean? If he has enough drip, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if he don't, it's a no. Or I mean, that's fine. Whatever. We're just saying that's the rules of the game are based around the consent,
mm-hmm.
and they always have been.
And
right, that's what we're talking about. So I don't. That's what I mean. What does pressure mean? Anyway, that's something I can't answer.
It's a good conversation that we should be having.
Yeah,
we really should be. Have the rules changed?
And the point is,
everybody needs to be aware.
Right, and the point is, as well, is all the people that immediately jumped on him and canceled him and, mm-hmm. you know, fuck you, Daniel Green, you're a piece of shit. Yeah, he's a piece of shit. He's a cheater, all that stuff, sure. I'm not denying that. I'm not defending him by any means. I am defending him being falsely accused, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. Like, now they're all eating crow.
Yeah. You think I think the Duke lacrosse guys are my kind of guys?
Oh, People probably don't even remember that story.
I was all
about.
Over that. I hated them. I was like, those cocky MFers, blah, blah, blah.
Probably because I hated Duke, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm
the kind of people that probably went there.
Exactly.
You know, and then all of a sudden, when the truth starts coming out, you're like, damn, I really jumped the gun on that.
Yeah. And look, that's what I mean. It's understandable to some degree, especially when you're young. But as you get a little older, you've seen too many things and heard and turned out to be bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Just wait and ask the questions. And it's not you're not a bad person for asking. Okay, it's horrible. It sounds horrible. Feel bad for her or him. Again, it just goes both ways. We're just using this specific internet drama to talk about it. But let's wait and hear what's the other side, especially in this digital age with receipts, like people say. You know, there's always going to be text and comments and videos or whatever it's going to be. Let's wait and see it, and let's wait and see the reports and the texts and the receipts and all that stuff, then make a conclusion.
One of the most popular ones from our youth was Mike Tyson, and I used to feel like, what was she doing in his room? And then as you live, you see how he's done some crazy ass shit.
Crazy.
And, you know, bit and threatened to do things to people, reporters, and all this stuff. And I'm like, that son of a bitch did deserve to go to prison. Right. I guarantee you he did something in that hotel room. Horrible.
That's right.
You know?
Not a question, but yeah.
So it's weird how, you know, quick we are to judge one way or the other and then find out more. You always need more information.
That's right.
More evidence or whatever.
Unless there's a straight up video showing things that happened, and then somebody says, this is what happened to me. Now, again, I understand, you know, because a lot of people will say, and like we asked, why wait 3 years? I understand people deal with trauma differently and they're afraid to because they're afraid to be, they're ashamed, they feel ashamed themselves. I get all that stuff. We're not talking about that. We totally understand that.
Yeah.
You know, girls don't come forward for years because they do.
I understand that.
Yes, completely. So I'm not worried about that aspect. It's just the other stuff we're talking about, like just the jump to conclusions, automatically believe somebody because reasons. Maybe it's who they are, they're famous, they're a big YouTuber, whatever the case may be, you know. Just wait. Goes with politics all the time. There's always some headline about this, and then you find out, oh, that's not quite what happened.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all the time. But anyway, so that's all. It seems to be over for now. He's going to sue. Good for him. He's back to making kind of normal videos. I'm sure there'll be more stuff, but for now, she's just disappeared.
Any word on his publisher?
No, I haven't seen anything. Actually, I meant to look. Hadn't seen any more tweets or anything. I haven't really looked either, honestly. But if they've come out and say, oh, in light of the recent videos or rebuttals or whatever, okay, we've got him back in stock or whatever. I haven't looked at any of that stuff. But yeah, that's the other thing too. Just the allegations, he will never get back. He'll never fully recover.
No.
Never, from sponsors and those
no
type of things.
Way.
Just the allegation. Because now he's a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
He is a cheater.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But that's between him and Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
That's between him and his fiance. If she wants to deal with that and work through that, that's her choice. I'm not anybody to tell her to, you know, leave him or whatever. That's their responsibility. But he'll never fully recover because of just the accusation, even though we now have the actual evidence that it never actually happened that way. And that's the point. You can fucking ruin somebody's life, period. And it's just a crazy situation. So anyway, I guess we pretty much covered it. But it's just one of those things where we don't usually do internet drama or YouTube drama, but it's something I occasionally fall down a rabbit hole. And I noticed that one because I've had a experience with this dude online, like remote, like virtually, not
right.
real life, with books and all that stuff I was talking about. So that's what I was like, oh, okay, what'd he do now? Because I already didn't like the dude, and I could have been the first person to go, like, I knew he was a damn blah 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 blah, you know. But it is what it is.
Yeah,
still going to defend somebody against false accusations. I don't care who, if I like him or not.
Yeah, And another thing I just thought about is how often was there some joke, whether on a movie or somebody saying around you about, man, I was so screwed up. I woke up with this chick.
Oh, yeah.
And she, I had to sneak out. I had to chew my arm off to get out, you know, get out of bed and all. So there was regret there. The guy was so screwed up. He slept with somebody that he normally wouldn't have if he was straight.
Right.
So you know that girls, if they're very drunk, do have the same regret when they wake up in the morning.
Yep.
But
it used to be just
weird.
It would just turn into a story you told your girlfriends or boyfriend, you know, or your friends. You're like,
you see
man,
that guy over there.
Yeah.
Don't look.
Yeah. Don't look. Years ago, man. I don't ask me what happened.
you know?
But it just became okay. Yeah, I did a stupid thing. Whatever. It is what it is. But now it can be like, it can be profitable.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right?
And then the dude loses his job, his new marriage, his family, his freedom potentially, and
exactly.
It's crazy to think about this. So I think it's good to talk about. I do.
Yeah, I think it's important because you know you hear the I hadn't heard it recently. I think things have kind of calmed down a little bit, but the R word culture. And the reason I kept saying that about the game and, you know, we're talking about, you know, you try to get the yeses and you're trying to be suave or they have the drip or whatever it's called these days. That's exactly why that word exists. Because that's part of the game is the game itself, the mating game, I guess is what we're saying, is
exactly
based around the no, yes or the no.
Yeah.
So it's built into the system or whatever you want to call that we have to find a partner or a mate. It's not like automatic, I can just choose. The girl gets to choose.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. So to say we're in an R-word culture is complete nonsense.
Yeah, the girl has always got to choose.
That's right. That's period. Period. So that's what I'm saying about this whole R-word culture that we hear about. It's nonsense because the whole system is based around getting the yes, getting the sale, closing the deal. You know, so that's all it boils down to for me is that type of thing. And then, like I said, really, really, really simple concept here. When somebody says something that potentially happened, okay, you can feel bad for the person if, you know, damn, I hope she's okay, whatever. But then wait and see. See if there's other information that comes out. That's all.
Yeah.
It's real simple.
I keep thinking back to a lot of things. I'm sorry, but. There's a time when I went on a couple of dates with this girl from UNC Charlotte, and I was I really liked her, right? I thought it was I don't know. Anyway, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna treat this one differently, and I went up there to the apartment where she shared with some girls and spent the night and didn't try a thing, right? I'm like gonna be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was too nice. He didn't try anything.
Exactly.
Da 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 da, and all this other
I
shit.
I wish
and
you would have.
Like, right. She wants a rougher edged guy, and you know what I mean.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there going, I could have. I intentionally didn't do anything.
Exactly.
You can't win, dude.
No. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
exactly what you mean.
Ball my buddies in. Called me the cuddler for a while there.
Oh, shit. You shouldn't have told me that. You shouldn't have told me that.
You just wanted to cuddle.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Fuck.
I want to start introducing you again as the cuddler. Oh,
that
may come
jacked
back
up though. I mean, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know exactly what you mean. Yep, that's every dude knows exactly what you mean. Because that's the thing, yeah. He was just too nice.
You can fail trying. You can fail not trying.
Yeah.
Tell me it ain't a game.
Exactly. And dude, that's one thing we talk about. We bitch and moan about getting older all the time. When you get older, there's no more games.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Because, I mean, people just are old enough. They know what they want. And you can be straight up about it. And there's no bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part. I'm not saying everybody. Everybody don't grow up. So
that's true.
That is absolutely true. But... anyway, All right. What do we get? Yeah, I think
we're good.
I think we're good. Yeah, it's late. Now we got to fucking work tomorrow. But, yeah, are we good? Was that I know we covered everything I think we wanted to say about it.
I think so.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. I think it's just pretty much done. He'll never fully recover from it, I don't think. But we'll see if she has any, if anything happens to her.
I was thinking about that while we were talking about it.
Yeah, and
let's see what happens to her.
I wonder if the YouTube thing is related to that, or if she, because she was taking down her own videos, wasn't YouTube. But now that it's kind of been proven false, did YouTube take action? I wonder. That's what I want to know. But you can't, because there's nothing. You don't go to her. I guess I can. It doesn't say on her channel. I don't think it would say it's been removed. It could say removed. Actually, sometimes it'll say this channel has been removed due to copyright or something. But I don't think it'll say banned. So I need to see if I can type the channel name in directly. I'm curious.
It warrants the same backlash that he got.
It does. Absolutely. Yeah. It needs to be called out. She needs to be held responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's kind of the idea. But yeah. Anyway, YouTube drama. There we go. We did a YouTube drama podcast.
Sure did.
So, and of course, we do have House of Dragon. That'll be next year, I think, season 3. But Dunkin' Eggs coming in. Do we not have a date yet? I think it's summer. So probably June.
I'm so excited.
So we're only a few months away from that, too. We'll do our weekly post show live streams for that as well. But then we want to do a call-in show. I think that'd be freaking fun as shit. And let the people determine what we're talking about.
I love that idea.
On occasion, we'll have, I'm sure, topics or whatever, but if we just let it go.
Yeah.
People call in live, and we'll have some fun.
Love it.
All righty, we good?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for watching, and we'll let it fade to black.